The January 6th hearings are a scripted production, but information is still being hidden from all of us. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear me get right into the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
The broadcast is live. Finally, it's live.
The broadcast is live.
And if you guys have not taken advantage of the All-American assortment, big special right now on the All-American Omaha Steaks assortment, which includes all your favorites. It includes the steaks and the burgers and the dogs and the apple tartlets and sides. It's got all the things that you could ever want to have like the best barbecue ever several times, okay? It hooks you up. Or if you just want lunch, which is, this is what I discovered thanks to Daisy, you can take one of their fillets, toss it in an air fryer. Oh my God. And in 7 minutes, you have yourself a delicious steak for lunch.
Yeah, this is it. This is living large, people. It's what it is. Because you deserve it. You deserve that. Totally.
You absolutely do. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and then in the keyword, in the search field, you just type in keyword chicks, and then that'll take you out to a little drop down that says, hey, you want to see the chick special? And you'll be like, of course I do. That's why I'm here. And then you'll click that and it'll take you to the special and it'll show you the All-American assortment and you'll see all the amazing things that are in it. And then you'll be like, how can I not get this? And then you'll be like, of course I have to get it. And then you'll get it. And then you'll get this white, like, cooler chest freezer thingy that comes straight to your door. And everything is packaged beautifully. And it's, like, the greatest thing ever. You have to do it.
It's the cooler chest freezer thingy, you guys. That's what she's most excited about, that and the fillets. You should totally do it. Totally do it, you guys.
OmahaSteaks.com. Use keyword chicks in the search field.
And also make sure that you're going to our website, chicksonright.com, because all the fantastic things are there. We have wonderful writers. It's like chock full of information every day. You should be bookmarking it and going there every single day. Do it. Chicksonright.com.
Do it. Okay, you guys, the big story of today. You know how the left is like just amazing at just manipulating the definitions of words? This is their favorite thing to do.
They're
right?
all about semantics, all about them.
Constantly. So their new thing is that they want to deny the fact that we are clearly in a recession. Like there's no question about it, right? That is what is going on. And the reason we know that is because historically, as a bunch of journalists have told us, and politicians too, the very definition of a recession is two negative GDP quarters in a row, right? That's the literal definition. And so just to make sure that I'm not making that up, I don't want you guys to think I'm talking out of my whatever. I'm going to show you a little montage that someone put together over the past year, 2 years, whoever even knows how long. But all of these media folks just confirming what the definition is of a recession. Here we go.
That first reading of second quarter GDP, there's a possibility this is a negative number. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
The definition of a recession is a decline in output for two consecutive quarters, or about 6 months.
A recession is just two consecutive quarters of economic decline.
When we talk about the possibility of a recession, what is a recession? A recession is two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters of declining GDP.
Because as you know, it's two consecutive quarters of down GDP.
That signals it is actually a definition of a recession.
I mean, the most common definition of a recession, two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
Even if we don't have two consecutive quarters of negative growth, we might have one quarter of growth so deep that it's classified as a recession.
Could even be one if it's just that crappy. But like, it's two. I think we've established that it's two consecutive quarters. I don't know if you guys got that. Did you get it? Did you get it?
I mean, I felt like that was pretty clear.
I mean, it's early, but are we getting it? I think we're getting it. It was pretty clear. Yeah, pretty clear.
Now that you kind of have that in your brain, the official definition of a recession, now let's review what's been happening over the past couple of days out of this administration and out of all their advisors and their talking heads and their spokespeople. Let's start with Janet Yellen, who, God, I just, the amount of tolerance I have for her, so low. But she is actually admitting to the definition of the recession. She's just in denial that it's actually happening. Watch.
GDP will be closely watched. A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth, or at least that's something that's been true in past recessions. When we've seen that, mm-hmm. there has usually been a recession. And many economists expect second quarter GDP to be negative. First quarter GDP was negative.
Okay.
Where do they find these people? Where do they find them? This woman. Like, I watch her and I just, she annoys the crap out of me. Is it just me?
Is it just me?
Or is it just because it's so early in the morning? But I watch her and I'm like, what? At some point, she had to interview for a job, right? She had to go in and sit down for an interview. And somebody was like, God, she is obviously, I mean, because qualifications alone, she can't be that qualified. Second of all, wow, somebody was like, she is charismatic. I think she should really, have this job based on the fact that she is, I mean, she really is knocking it out of the park, you guys. Like, who decided that? Who did? You're in HR. I mean, if you were interviewing her, would you be like, wow, she's awesome.
You know, what I would have been doing is like, come on. I have no patience for slow talkers. It's really hard for me because I am such a fast talker. And when I'm around people who talk that slow, I cannot. Anyway, she was not the only one. They've definitely got their marching orders when it comes to trying to convince the public that what we see happening is actually not happening. This was asked to the notorious KJP yesterday. Look at this.
Karine, two questions. One, just following up on what you said about the National Bureau of Economic Research, they also did not declare a recession in 2008 until December. That's 12 months after the recession had already been in place in the U.S. economy. But based on what the president said earlier, have his economic advisors told him they also don't think a recession is likely? And what is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here. I'm just going to leave it to the NBER, as we have stated, of how they define recession.
They won't declare it one until they have declared it one.
I'm just saying that we're just not going to define it. We use the indicators that the NBER, the National Bureau of Economic Research, have used. We've mentioned that a few times.
And they don't have, I mean, why do they have to declare it? You know, I mean, because we all know what's happening. We feel it every day. We go fill up our cars and our trucks with gas. And we know that it sucks. And we're all crying. And we're like, we want to immediately go to a bar, but we can't afford it. You know, so we know what we're feeling when we go to the grocery store, when we do all the things that we're doing every single day. All of us that are feeling, I mean, they may not be feeling it, but we're feeling it. So we know that we're in a recession. So they can try to say, well, we're not going to declare it. We're not going to call it, you guys. We're not going to call the game, but we're already losing the game. You know what I mean? Like, so we know.
Yeah, this is freaking crazy. And now it's starting to feel like, you know, just another one of these White House attempts to gaslight the country. This is what they are so, so good at. And that moment with KJP reminded me of Ketanji Brown Jackson being unable to define a woman.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the kind of gaslighting that we're all collectively experiencing. And it makes you feel crazy, right? Like, you can't believe that this is even a thing that they can do. But it gets even better because Brian Deese, that smug little weasel, that spokesperson also from the Biden administration, is now trying to, there's a whole other spin. So not only are we not having a recession, but even if we are, it's necessary. Listen to this.
Is slowing. That is not only expected, but necessary as we operate through this transition. So that's where our focus is in terms of diagnosing the economy.
Right.
It's necessary.
Right.
It's all in the plan.
Right. It's necessary. It's necessary for their plan, for their agenda, right? We all have to go through this pain and just suck it up, buttercup. Wow. They can suck it. It's like, this is unreal what they're putting us through.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like the whole pandemic thing where you have to shut down your business, but it's all necessary. It's just all necessary. Yeah, say that to the people that lost everything. And this is the thing. They don't understand. These people just don't get it. It's crazy. And you know, when you say that you feel like you're going crazy, I actually don't feel like I'm going crazy. I'm angry about it. Like I look at those people and I think those people are crazy. They're nuts. And I'm like on the outside going, what am I the only person that like, like what's happening here? You know what I mean? Like I guess obviously that's what gaslighting is, but I just, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking around and I'm like, where are my people at? Which I know it's like our people are here, but it's just, I think we have to in the midterms and then in 2024, if we don't win these elections, then I'm really going to know something is wrong because there are so many people right now that are watching this and feeling exactly the way that we're feeling. This is just crazy. It's crazy town.
And I don't mean to like belabor the point, but I feel like it's really important for people to see the extent to which they are pushing this crazy narrative. I don't even know which advisor this is. This is another economic genius that's on with Martha McCallum. And here's that exchange.
Discussion over the weekend, Janet Yellen sort of saying, well, if you have two quarters of contracting GDP growth, not necessarily a recession. I covered the economy for many years. I was told by everybody I spoke to that two negative quarters, two contracting quarters, means that the economy is in a recession. Do you believe that? Is that what you ascribe to?
That is not the actual definition of a recession. It is a significant contractionary period over a few months.
Oh my God. And you know what? That's madness. This is the thing. And so regular, normal people with actual brains, okay, who know what the truth is, we have to speak out. We have to say, when people say BS like that, we have to say, you're full of crap. Stop it. Stop trying to shove lies into like down my throat and out into the public square. You're full of crap. Stop it. Stop it. Stop being crazy.
It's incredible to me. It's absolutely incredible. And we'll get to Biden's response because, of course, Biden is also talking about this very thing. We'll get to that in just a second. But I wanted to remind everybody that it is still 65% off of the most popular package at GenuCell.com/chicks. You can use code chicks for even more of a discount at checkout, if you can believe it. And on top of the discounts, you get, if you order the most popular package, you get their dark spot corrector treatment for free. I don't know what more they have to give you at this point. All of their products are freaking amazing and they're guaranteed. So like if you don't see the results that you're expecting, you can get your money back. There's literally no risk. And this is why if you've been like, you know, you've been kind of thinking about it, but you haven't taken that leap, just do it.
Get off the fence. Get off the fence. Yeah.
Get off of it. Especially when you try the microdermabrasion, the Cristals, the extra scrubby microdermabrasion. It's been a couple weeks since I used it. And then I used it this weekend. And I was like, why have I slacked on using this once a week? It makes my skin feel so amazing. And so you guys, I'm just telling you, you're going to love everything that you get from GenuCell. Go to GenuCell.com/chicks. Use code chicks.
I got three people like hooked on that microdermabrasion stuff and now they're like obsessed with it. Three women in Dallas and now they're asking me for it all the time. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, buy it yourself. I like gave them some samples and they're like so obsessed with it. Okay. But then also you guys, this live stream, I don't know if people are getting notices again, but if you are not getting notices or if you're seeing that people are not getting notices or you feel like you're not and you see, you know, if you see like other people getting it or if you get it once in a while, make sure that if you snatch it up, send it to people, send it to your friends, send it to your enemies, you know, just send it out there because we're noticing that there's been sort of a, you know, a downplaying of our live stream in the mornings. We want to make sure that people are getting it because Facebook is sucking again. So,
oh my gosh, wherever you're watching this right now, just grab the link and send it, blast it out to all your friends so that more people can see it. If they're not getting the notifications, you can help that process. So that would be super helpful.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now, Biden talking about whether or not, because of course he's going to continue to get these questions too about whether or not we're in a recession. And here's what he says.
And Mr. President, we're getting GDP numbers on Thursday. How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. We still find ourselves with people investing. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And we'll see some coming down. But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see.
It has nothing to do with God and everything to do with your policies, you senile idiot.
Oh, my God. How can he say that we are not in a recession? How can he say that? Well, I mean, he's senile. It's like, you're right. He has dementia. So he can't say that. And that was probably him. He wasn't reading from a teleprompter, right? So he believes in his mind that we're not in a recession. But still, how? It's like, these people actually do live in a different world, you know, and they live in D.C., and they don't feel it. They have no idea what it's like. Everything is provided for him by us. Everything. He doesn't have to buy groceries or get gas or do any of the things. It's all just provided for him in this beautiful house that we give him. It must be nice. It must be lovely.
And he sounds bad, right? Like, I know he's got the Rona and stuff, but man, he sounds bad. And we're going to get to Rona stuff in just a little bit too. But first, just to sort of cap off this discussion, Tucker last night had Vivek Ramaswamy on his show to talk about this very thing. And I love the way that Vivek kind of boiled this down into exactly what it is. And so we'll hear from him and then we'll move on to the monkeypox and COVID discussion. But first, let's cap this one. Watch.
What do you think of this new definition of a recession?
Look, it's like George Orwell who said it best, right? The best way to control a society is to control its language first.
That's right.
And just like diversity is conformity, inclusion is exclusion, war is peace. Now, apparently a recession is something other than two consecutive quarters of GDP decline. Now, the thing I'll tell you, Tucker, is most sophisticated investors in the market have already quietly accepted the fact that we are in a recession, regardless of what this administration says. Investors pay attention to companies' earnings, just like at Walmart's disastrous report earlier today where they slashed their profit expectations for the future. So investors aren't really going to pay attention to what the administration says. They know what's really going on. But the thing to pay attention to here is that it's not just the recession that matters. We are also facing rampant 9%+ inflation. And in the market, you can either have recession without inflation. You could, in principle, have 9%+ inflation without a recession. It's a double whammy for us right now. We're facing both. And meanwhile, the people in charge of this administration are focusing on changing the language. That tells you a bit about where their priorities are.
So perfectly said.
It's also terrifying, right? It's terrifying. Like, where are we going to be in a year? That freaks me out. I mean, I'm not trying to bring the house down. I'm just saying, he's only been in office for a short time and we've still got two more years. And so how much more damage can he do? It just freaks me out, you guys.
Yeah, that was a bring down, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to bring everybody down. It's just like when they live in denial and they're not trying to turn the ship around, it's like we're on the freaking Titanic. Like, I don't know what else to say about that.
And it's like they're saying, no, there's no iceberg. It's fine.
Right.
Everything's fine. There's no iceberg. That's literally what's happening.
And we're all like, there it is. It's right there. It's like, and we're like Kate Winslet going, come back. I can't. I don't know. You cannot scream any harder at these people to tell them that we are in a recession. There is like out of control inflation. And they're just like, no, it's fine. We're worried about the weather, you guys. We're worried about the weather and it's hot. Oh my God. These people are nuts.
It is. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, we forgot to mention too that Paul Sorvino has passed away. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
And like right after Ray Liotta, like what is happening to the Goodfellas?
I know. And last night you were like, Robert De Niro better watch his back, right? He just like,
I mean, I'm serious. Like something is going on. It's just that's not okay at all.
I love that. I will say I absolutely love that movie. I do. I love Goodfellas. Anytime it comes on, it's one of those movies it's one of my top five favorite movies. I love it. And I love the chick in it. It's Lauren. What's it? Lauren Brock. Is it Brocco? Is that her name? Is that her last name? You guys help me out. Lauren. What's her name? Is it Lauren? She was in The Sopranos, and I love her. She was so fantastic in it. And Lorraine Bracco.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just love Goodfellas. It's such a great movie. And Paul Sorvino, he's gone. And so that is like at the end of an era, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was 83. And so, you know, he had a good long life. We actually know his wife and have had some interactions with her. But anyway, it is super sad. And he's, from all accounts, I mean, he was just one of the loveliest men ever and a very strong proponent of 2A. That's another good thing about Paul Sorvino. So anyway, RIP. Also, RIP to Samantha Bee's show. That's been canceled.
And
I'm amazed that it was still on. I was like, wait, it was just now canceled? Like I had no idea that it was even still on.
OMG, it is gone. Okay. Wonder what she's going to do now. She's going to just like do shows on cruise ships and stuff.
I don't know. Is that what they do?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Well,
Yeah, so that has happened. You've probably heard a lot about monkeypox recently, because of course that's the new thing that they want to scare us all with is monkeypox. Even though monkeypox is very, very specifically targeting gay men, and it is most often spread through gay male contact. Now, that's not to say that someone cannot get it without like gay sex, because there were two children that just were diagnosed with monkeypox. Now, of course, they come from households of gay men, so there's frequent contact with those men. But it is a little odd that part of the conversation is being so downplayed. So instead, they want everyone to panic, right? They want everyone to get vaccinated and panic and mask up and do all this crazy stuff, when really, if you just avoid a lot of rampant gay sex, you should be fine. You know what I mean? And so Trevor Noah talked about this on his ridiculous show last night, and he's very quick to want to say, nuh-uh, I mean, yeah, gay sex is one way to get it, but that's not the only way, and you shouldn't say that. Watch.
Online or somewhere else, people are saying that monkeypox is a gay disease. Please understand that that is not true. All right. Yes, gay men who are very sexually active are at higher risk of getting the disease because it's transmitted through touch. But it is not a gay disease. OK, anyone can get it. So while we should make sure the gay communities get the support that they need, we also shouldn't stigmatize them and make it seem like monkeypox is their disease. The same way COVID wasn't a Chinese person's disease. The same way AIDS wasn't an African person's disease. All right.
What? Oh my God.
When did anyone say it was only a China person's disease?
Oh my God. That made no sense what he just said.
Okay. I was like, this can't, that makes no sense, right?
Okay. Yeah. It makes zero sense. We weren't like, oh, this is a China person's disease. Yeah. Only Chinese people get it. That's right, Trevor. Only Chinese people get it. No, but at no time did people say that. What is even happening? Oh my
God. I know,
that's why
it was so strange to me too. I was just like, what is he this is a terrible take, Trevor. That's a terrible take.
It is a terrible take. Yeah. And still they aren't being honest about the whole, it is mostly gay men that have a lot of partners that are having the gay sex. Why can't we say that? Oh, that's right. I'm saying it. I'm saying it out loud. And actually I said it to my kid the other day. I said, because my kid is almost 13 years old, and she was like, what is that? Should I be worried? Because you know what? They've been raised in a world with freaking COVID. So these kids are scared of all this crap. And so when she came home and she was like, I heard on a news channel or some social media somewhere, she heard about monkeypox. First of all, it sounds scary. Are monkeys running around with chicken pox? What is it? What is it? What's happening? I already hate monkeys. And so she's already probably just by default afraid of them. And so I had to explain to her, listen, This is what it is, okay? And I told her it's primarily, you know, gay men. It's primarily gay men. You don't have to worry, honey. You don't really have to worry because one, you're not a gay man. The last time I checked, you're a 12-year-old girl, you know, almost 13. And so, but you know, yeah, other people can get it, but primarily it's gay men. So I don't think there's anything disingenuous about saying that and saying it out loud and sharing that, especially with, you know, people who are freaking out about it, you know, because over the past couple of years, everybody's a little on edge with this virus crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it makes me so mad too that everyone was on so much edge that people just for talking about the possibilities of COVID vaccines being dangerous in some way, even having those discussions, you were banned from social media, right? And so Tucker did a great segment on this last night about some recent studies, even out of Lancet, talking about the dangers of vaccines. And I don't know why we should be silenced for talking about these things, especially given the fact that there's still so much unknown. And so it's infuriating when I think back to how everyone was treated, who dared to want to have conversations, doctors, scientists, who dared to want to present a counter narrative, how they were treated over these past couple of years. It's just, I'm so mad about it.
And it's un-American is what it is. Completely
un-American. It is un-American. And so Tucker goes into some of this, and I don't have the whole thing because it's way too long, but I have the main important part. So I wanted to play it. It's like, I think it's about 2 minutes. So it's a little longer than usual, but all of it is so, so good. Listen.
Tony Fauci, no less than Tony Fauci, admitted in public that actually we have no idea what effect the COVID vaccines might have on women's fertility, on their menstrual cycles. Wait a second. Remember when suggesting that could get you bounced off of Twitter and Facebook as a conspiracy theorist? Well, it turns out it's true. Here's Tony Fauci.
There's been a number of studies. New York Times just did one about menstruating cycles and how that is affected by vaccines.
Yeah, though. Well, the menstrual thing is something that seems to be quite transient and temporary. That's the point. That's one of the points. We need to study it more.
Oh, we need to study it more. We need to study more. It's just like human fertility, reproducing the species, the most important event in most people's lives. We need to study it more. Oh, but it's too late. We just forced millions of women to take that drug. Sorry. So how did they release a vaccine and then make it mandatory when they didn't understand the long-term effects of the drug? That's a very good question. Here's Deborah Birx. She's the former White House COVID response director, again on Fox News.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
What? Stop the press. Quote, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. Really, Deborah Birx? But somehow you forgot to mention that as people were being fired from their jobs for not taking this on the premise that if they took it, they would never be infected? When do you get criminally charged? Soon, we hope. And then there's the effect of the COVID vaccines on the elderly, the population most at risk. According to The Lancet, no less than, vaccinated people around Joe Biden's age are 80% more likely to become sick after taking the COVID shot as compared to unvaccinated people. Wait, what? 80% more likely to become sick after taking the shot that was supposed to prevent them from getting sick? How is this not the banner headline? It's being ignored. Well, as one scientist wrote in the Journal of Virology, quote, the study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals. So it's not just that your natural antibodies were more powerful than the vaccine. We've known that for a long time, though they lied about it. Turns out the vaccine appears to depress your immune system. This has massive implications, not just for COVID. There are all kinds of horrible diseases you can get with a suppressed immune system. The Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology found the same thing. Quote, vaccination induces a profound impairment in type 1 interferon signaling, which has diverse adverse consequences to human health. What the hell?
What the hell is right? Oh my God.
That is right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Look at all the people that lost their jobs because they wouldn't do it. Can you imagine if you lost your job and you're like struggling now, or you had to give up a military pension? Can you imagine?
And
if
people
you're one of those
are people? still being forced out of jobs.
And imagine if you're watching that and you see Deborah Birx and her smug face, her scarfless, like, and her new freaking hairdo, and she's all like, "I wrote a book." And then she's just like, "Oh, I knew this all along." OMG. Like, seriously, when do I get to sue? When do I get to sue you, lady? God, these people, it's just unreal. It's unreal, isn't it?
It's crazy town.
And I know people personally, I know people that when they took it a long time ago, you know, years ago, they noticed they didn't have periods for a month. They didn't have periods for a month and a half. I mean, and they were like, "This is weird. Why didn't I?" I mean, I was completely regular. I'm like, my whole like adult life, I've been regular. And now all of a sudden I haven't had a period in a month and a half and I'm not pregnant. So what's going on? You know, I mean, it's true. This stuff, it happens.
Well, I mean, I guess they just need to study it more. That's all. They just need to study it more, according to Fauci.
I mean, yeah. God. Wow.
I know. You guys, don't forget, if you are looking for a great place, a great way to take your multivitamin or perhaps to take other supplements that you need to take and you're worried about absorption, which, by the way, you should be. If you're taking pills or capsules, you're not getting all the goodness, all the nutrients and minerals that you need to be getting from your multivitamin. But Healthy Cell puts them into a gel pack, right? Which is this delicious tasting fruity goo that you just can like squirt right into your mouth. You can mix it into a drink, however you want to take it. It absorbs into your body 100% and it's fantastic. The multivitamin is fantastic. The B12 kicker vegan version of the multivitamin is fantastic. By the way, they are restocking their multivitamin. So I know some people have had trouble getting the bioactive multivitamin, but it's because of supply chain issues, you guys. They're affected just like everybody else. And so they are going to have that. I think they're going to have it by like the 10th of August. I forget. But even if you can't find the multivitamin, if you get the vegan version, all that does is just give you the same thing plus extra B12. So it's just as good as the regular multivitamin. But again, you're getting much better absorption from these gel packs versus a capsule or a pill. And Dr. Peter McCullough, huge proponent of Healthy Cells products. We are too. And you can get 20% off of your first order at healthycell.com/chicks. Now, before we get to whack, I do have a little treat that someone put together. I think I found this on TikTok of a montage of Kamala. I had no idea that she was also guilty of using the same ridiculous lines over and over and over again. I mean, I knew she was bad at the word salads, but I had no idea that she repeated some of the word salads. This was incredible to me. Look at this.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen. I have to believe in what can be, unburdened by what has been. And we must always see who we can be, unburdened by who we have been. An ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be, unburdened by what has been. To see what can be, unburdened by what has been. We see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Bring people to see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Who see what can be, unburdened by what has been. It is the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Oh my God.
I mean,
what a bunch of crap. I mean, but just what a big pile of crap.
Oh my God, I just love that. I had no idea that she said that so much.
I mean, she's, I haven't either, but I mean, because I don't really listen to her that much, honestly. I just usually tune out when she's on stage. But man, she has just managed to con an entire swath of people. Mm-hmm. Just an entire swath. I knew women that like that I went to high school with that had her and their little profile picture on Facebook. And they're like, God, she's breaking barriers. She's going to be a role model for my young girl. And I was like, I can't with this woman. And then I want to say to them now or ask them, how do you feel? How do you feel now? She's still a role model, is she? God.
All right. What is in your sack of whack?
All right. This isn't like so whack, but I found it extremely interesting and I wanted to share it with everybody. Okay. There is a dude who has lived on cruise ships for more than 20 years. And I find this incredibly fascinating. He used to be in finance. Okay. He worked in finance for a multinational corporation. He semi-retired at age 47. And now he's obviously 67 and he began a new life at sea. He budgets like $60,000 to $70,000 a year. And he does this, I think like 6 months in advance, he'll book cruises and he lives mostly on like Royal Caribbean, but he lives on cruise ships literally every single day. Every night he spends on a cruise. The only time he's on land is maybe like 10 to 15 days a year he's on land. And one of the things that is whack is he can't stand, like he can't walk in a straight line, he says. It's hard for him to walk in a straight line on land because he's on sea so often. I find that so funny. But he loves it. He loves the lifestyle. Like, I can't stand cruises. I know that like my kids love cruises. A lot of people in my life love cruises. I don't really like being confined in that space. It's just who I am. I'm very claustrophobic. I don't really like cruises. But he loves it. He will book like the most basic cabin and he does it. He has spent more than 9,000 nights on cruise ships. Like, can you even imagine?
Well, I've read that people can retire on cruise ships. Like you can actually get a penthouse style apartment on them.
Okay. The penthouse thing, I don't know about, but he's done this and he will do, he says he still does a little bit of like investment planning for people just to make a little extra money, but this is what he does. And he absolutely loves the lifestyle. He goes, basically he just has checked out. He's escaped from reality. He says, I prefer to be on the cruise ship rather than be in real life. And he says, being on a cruise ship is like escaping from reality. And I'm like, this is really interesting. It's kind of whack, kind of crazy, but you can do this. So if you're thinking about like retiring someday and you think you can't do this, apparently it can be done. It can be done.
It can be done. Yeah. And there was a video that I saw, gosh, it was probably like a year ago, where you can choose from different floor plans and legit retire on a cruise ship in a nice place, not just like one of those stuffy little cruise ship cabins, but like an actual nice place.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's just,
I couldn't do it. Cause you would never really know where you are. Like you'd be constantly moving. Like you're never.
Yeah. That's what he said. He was like, it's hard for him when he gets on land to sort of get he honestly doesn't have land legs anymore. He says, I have sea legs. I don't have land legs. He goes, and you legit have a problem, like kind of getting your bearings, like as a land person, cause you're constantly moving on sea. Right.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was a super interesting story because people really do that. Like I've never met anybody that's done that, but people do it. So if you want to do it, it can be done. Yeah.
I mean, just think about that buffet every single day.
Every day. Oh my God. I'd be 400 pounds. 400 pounds I would be. No,
that's
lie.
Why they say, what's the line about cruise ships? It's for the newlywed, the overfed, and the nearly dead.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
And it's true, man. It's true. And Stuart the Brit says you can piss off the balcony. So that's cool.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
One benefit that we just had no idea. It'd be harder for girls, just FYI, but I can see where that would be a cool thing.
Yeah. I probably would notice if I did that. Probably. I get a little attention. Yeah. Okay. You guys, bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Oh, God. Nobody cares. Oh, Cash is up. You just can't see him, but he's up. Oh, he's coming over. Hold on. He's going to come say hello to everybody. Hello. There's his big fat face. There he is. You guys. Oh, lots of shaking. Oh, you guys, God. We hope you have a fantastic day. Remember, tomorrow is our final day this week. And then we're on vacation on Thursday and Friday. Just wanted to remind everybody so there's no freaking out on Thursday, okay? You guys, everybody have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye!
Bye.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Much of the media doesn't cover some of the most important stories of the day. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I will discuss how the January 6th hearings have become a completely scripted television production to fit a Democratic narrative, and how no one is still asking why so many important details are still being hidden from the public. Don't forget, download and subscribe to the daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.